Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Youth Station. This is Asma, your humble host, and here with me I have my dear co-host,
Zainab Askari. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Asma?
Just fine. Well, life is moving. We have to move as well.
Yes.
So we're going with the flow.
Yes.
Well, we are having a day that is called the Day of Senior Citizens.
All right.
Do you know that?
We don't have that, unfortunately.
So we have it. We have the day for elderly people who are like the diamonds the society.
So nice that you have a day for them.
Yeah.
We have a day for lovebirds.
Yeah.
We have a day for males. We have a day for fathers. We have a day for mothers. But unfortunately, we don't have a day for senior citizens.
So you must have it.
Since I come from Kashmir, we don't have that.
Some people say to their elderly that your time has passed. You have done your things and now you no longer have such a very effective role in society. So unfortunate.
So Asma, why as per you is this unfortunate?
For people say such things to elderly?
Yeah.
Because, you know, these people once have been young. And I usually, when I look at them, I see myself because some years ahead and I would be just in their place.
Yeah.
So those gray hairs that is going to get into my head or for men into their face is going to talk a lot. That means that this person is experienced enough, is full of knowledge enough to teach me as a young person the trick of the trade, which is living.
Yeah.
So I guess it is unfortunate that many people do not consider the value of these people. I guess some people do not care about the other citizens. They do not care that as we have a young person in this society, we have another person who also needs care and attention, that is an old person.
Actually, the world, the changing world, the pace it's changing at is beyond our imagination.
Yeah, of course.
And this changing world has taught us that you are important.
Selfishness.
You yourself are important.
And some people think that they're not going to get old.
And you're not, no. If you're basically taking care of old, even in your home, you're not going to enjoy your youth today.
Wow, be which
self-centered.
Is so bad.
Be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
This is the changing world that's teaching us. But actually, have we been taught in Islam like that? No.
Yeah, we have to respect them.
There's respect, and there's one of the hadiths from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who says that these elderly people, if you have one in home, is a source of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's going to be so much mercy on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn from the experiences.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I mean, I had some guest in my home for some 3 months who was a senior citizen, and I so much learned from the experiences. I would just go and discuss. I would make tea for him.
Yeah.
Then I would sit.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And go for discussions. And I would learn the treasures of life.
Yeah.
I would learn from the mistakes they would do. Mm-hmm. Like senior citizens, if you go and sit with them, have a cup of coffee with them, actually you're making them feel better. And as long as you're not going to separate it from them, Allah is showering his blessings on
you. Exactly.
And then even they're going to feel better. Even you're going to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
They would tell you.
And you feel that bliss, you know?
Yeah.
Then it's very interesting that from that chit-chat, very little talk that you have with those old people, you would feel some sort of release.
I would always prefer to go. I mean, I was invited as a poet to one of the Iranian cities, Shahre Kurd.
Yeah.
So
one of the cities in
Iran. I was invited there as a poet. So there were so many big personalities, big, like, you know, of Iran, literary personalities who were invited because it was a poetry
gathering.
Yeah. So among all those personalities who were very, very young or very, very, like, somewhere elderly, I chose to sit or have lunch with a person who was who was elderly of all.
Yeah.
All. It was Professor Azar Sher. If I don't make a mistake in pronouncing his name, he's a professor in Tehran University in Arabic language and literature. And I would sit with him. He was the senior citizen over there. He was the, like, elderly of all. And I told him, so I would love to learn from you.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm from different culture. I have different...
It's always like this. Yeah.
Tell me, give me some advices.
Yes.
So, you know, these people, when you sit with them, you give them a sense of you're alive.
Yeah.
You live in this world. You matter a lot. You value. We value you. We respect you. It's not just standing up and sitting down for them. It's actually sitting with them and talking with them.
Yeah.
And they would give you advices, I tell you, Asma, that they are, those advices
will value, do wonders.
Value billions of dollars.
Yeah.
I swear, those advices these senior citizens can give you, those value more than those billions of dollars. And it will take you life to learn those. And then at that old age, you say to yourself, oh, I wish I knew this thing very, very early in my life. I would, like I say to myself, you know, like.
Yeah, it happens right now at this age. I sometimes tell to myself, see,
oh,
have done that at that age?
Yes, I wish I knew this thing very, very early. So you would know things, a lot of things, treasure some things very, very early in your life when you discuss and sit with these elderly people.
Yeah, that is very true. So we're talking about the dear elderlies who are living in our society everywhere. Though we are in Youth Station, we sometimes honor the existence of these elderlies in our life. That's why we're having this session for them. We're devoting that full-heartedly to the elderlies so that they know they're dear and they're so much respected. Let's go for a short interval and we'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Youth Station. I am Asma, and here with me I have Zainab. Yes, we're enjoying our time talking about the elderlies, the senior citizens that are living alongside us.
Asma, we have a quote in Urdu.
That's, which is?
Umar bachpan ki, dil bachpan ka. Umar is age.
Age, yeah.
Bachpan is a number for 55.
Uh-huh.
Umar bachpan ki, dil bachpan ka. Dil is heart. Bachpan is childhood.
So when you grow old, you become like a child.
No, it is like, even if you're 55, live in your childhood.
Yeah,
like, it's your mentality that matters. But you know, you have so many people, young people around who live like who have already become old.
Yes.
Who's so lazy. Yes. Or so inactive. Mm-hmm. So what do you say about them?
What if I'm one of them?
Then we would love to know. How does it feel like to be old in a very young age?
Well, it happens sometimes. When you are 30, you feel like you are 50 or maybe 60.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that happens, actually, because if I want to explain, then it would turn into a novel. A long novel that's not going to end. But then I would say it's not just like feeling old. Sometimes, even in your youth, you would feel, you would go through a phase of inactiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would have a touch upon that age that is going to come. And then you would understand that, okay, if I get older, I'm not going to be able to do this or that. You know, Zainab, sometimes when I consider my abilities right now, my energy right now, and I compare it to 10 years ago, I see a drastic change.
Okay.
Like, I always tell myself that Asma, seize the day and do your best from today, because when tomorrow comes, you're not going to have the same abilities.
Same ability and energy.
Yeah. You're not going to have the same
interest
in everything.
What I would advise always my sisters. Don't be lazy today.
Yeah.
The energy, the enthusiasm, the passion you have today, you're not going to have that tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what I do? I usually tell my little brother that, okay, go enjoy your day right now. Make the best out of it.
Now.
And he comes to tell me that, okay, now you're pretending to be my grandmother and you're giving me advice as if you're so much older than me.
But the truth is, experiences.
Yeah. This is experience. You know, when you're at 20... Maybe it's offensive when you hear that from other people, that they tell you, okay, do this and that, do not do that, do not do blah, blah, blah. But when you get older, you understand that those people were so much in love with you for telling you those things, because they knew it, that when you get older, you would no longer have the same abilities, the same interests and motivations, Zainab, even.
Exactly. But there are so many things, Asma, that we keep out there for the old age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I say to myself, not me, but there are so many people who say to themselves, like, well, let me work today. Let me only amass degrees and money today.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow I'll go for, like, reading books. Or reading Quran.
Yeah. They
reading
would
leave the Quran, especially doing
things.
The prayers, doing extra prayers and all. But as you grow old, as per like medically, when you're 65 above, you're actually entering the old age, but technically you're 73 and above, you're old. But then since you enter that age medically, you don't have the energy to go for recommended prayers.
Yeah, exactly.
We have often seen these elderly or old people, they give, have you seen that, Asma? Like, I have seen they give more time to Allah. They give more time to Quran.
Yeah.
Maybe in that age, they realize this was the thing.
That is very true.
This was the thing.
This is very true, because at the end of the day, when you get older, you would understand that people you love are not going to stay for you.
And we have so many ahadiths that say that the worship of a young is much better than the worship of so many worships of like
elderly. Because at that age, you of course would come to the point that
of realization.
Yeah.
But as young you are, you have to realize that what is important and what is unimportant. Like, especially, Asma, if I go back to time and if I'm told that go back into your teens, the thing I will do over there, what I do right now, is I'll read books.
Yeah.
I think it was very late to pick this option.
Yes, Zainab, reading books is something that I... When I now compare myself to when I was 15, 17...
When you were not reading books.
I'm a book freak, really, but when I compare my abilities right now to my abilities back in time, then I would say, oh my God, I'm getting aged.
Oh, no. It's actually, you say, when you read a couple of books right now, then you say, oh my God, it added to my knowledge right now. Had I given this time in my teens,
I would have been
a different personality.
I wish I have read this book before.
I would have set the world on fire.
Yes. Is the world would have changed into a better world
exactly.
If I have read that book earlier.
Yes.
So we're talking totally about senior citizens of our society. We know that they're respected. We know that they're all dears, though they might have some changed appearance, but they might be still young in their heart. And usually age does not matter.
What matters is your perspective of looking at life.
Yeah, let this be the closing sentence to this session, that age does not matter. What matters is respectability.
Your perspective of life.
Yeah, your perspective. And also you should keep it in mind that one day you're getting to get old.
Yeah.
So getting old is not a sort of plague. It's not something extraordinary.
Disastrous.
That comes like it happens only to aliens.
Yeah.
No, one day I'm going to have those gray hairs and I'm going to turn into a wrinkled woman. So it's going to happen to everyone.
And now you remind me of Shakespeare, who says in one of the sonnets, love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds.
Wow, that is so lovely. Thank you for
mentioning
that.
Rosy cheeks, rosy lips are time's fool.
Yeah,
he says that in the first verse, and then he says this.
Very nice. Now I'm flying in the world of poetry. So thank you for mentioning that, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.